This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. I have taken Psalm 138:8 as my verse for this year. The Lord will fulfill His purpose for me. Your love, O God, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. In our last visit, we began amplifying this verse by pointing out the first part is a declaration of faith in the sovereignty of God. He adds to this an affirmation of his enduring love relationship with God. The affirmation, however, is not an affirmation of his own love for God, but of God's love for him. 1 John 4:19 says, "We love because he first loved us." Paul declared that God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, and that Jesus loved me and gave himself for me. In addition, God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us, Romans 5:5. Psalm 136 states clearly 26 times in 26 verses, "His love endures forever." That is one of the most comforting affirmations. God's love is what holds together our enduring love relationship with God. Yet the psalmist honestly confesses his own feelings of insecurity after these strong affirmations and declarations of faith in Psalm 138:8. Listen to his plea, "Do not abandon the works of your hands." Once a person trusts in Jesus Christ, God puts him into his workshop, molding us into vessels fit for good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Sometimes the process is slow enough we don't notice anything taking place. When you feel that way, it's okay to pray, "Do not abandon the works of your hands."